This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Music mavens north of the Charles River are bemoaning the closing of legendary temples of music, T.T. the Bears, Weirdo Records, and next year, Johnny D's. But there's an indie haven in Harvard Square that still pulls in audiences and performers, old and new, Club Pastime. It's an icon, and so is its earlier incarnation, Club 47. You can hear music nearly every day of the week at Pastime. And tonight and tomorrow night, the preeminent jug band of the 1960s is going to take the stage. It's the Jim Queskin Jug Band. Back in the early 60s, before he had a steady band, Jim Queskin was performing at Club 47. The president of Vanguard Records was there and offered him a record contract. He accepted and scrambled to form a band. Tonight and tomorrow, two of those early band members will take the stage with them, Jeff Maldauer and Maria Maldauer, playing that good old jug band music.
Way down south in Memphis, Tennessee, jug band music sounds so sweet to me.
We spoke with Jim Queskin, Maria Maldauer, and Jeff Maldauer when they were at a sound check in New York earlier this week and talked about the beginning of the band 52 years ago.
At the time, folk music was popular. It had become popular largely because of a big hit that the Kingston Trio had in the late 50s called Tom Dooley. I was interested in folk music that had swing to it, that was more jazzy.
When I was playing blues guitar as a young guy in the North, non-black guy, we don't think there were 100 people that played that in the United States of America.
You know, it strikes me that one of the things about the Jim Queskin Jug Band was that you weren't trying to replicate necessarily the jug band sound of the 1920s. And, I mean, maybe you can compare it. To me, it sounds kind of very loose, but it's really a practiced looseness.
I describe it as being loose but tight. In other words, we had a good time. We were loose on stage personally, but we worked very hard on the arrangements. We practiced a lot. We were serious about the musicianship and serious about the music, but we didn't take ourselves seriously.
Yeah, you get this front porch sound, but you know that there's a real high level of achievement behind it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that because, you know, to get up on stage and sound like you're just enjoying yourself and have it be good music, it takes a lot of work. And we, not only did we work a lot, but we argued a lot about the arrangement, how, who should sing it.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
You know, it always seems happy. There's that swing to it that you mentioned, Jim. Do you have to kind of sometimes force yourselves to be happy and carefree when you're up there?
No, it was never forced.
Never. Not once we're doing it. You could talk to me 1 minute before I hit the stage and I might be ticked off about something, and as soon as we start, I'm happy.
When you think of all the different people that were in the band, Jim's main influence was ragtime and jazz and swing. Jeffrey was the one the most intensely into the blues. I came from an old-timey background, and also I had a love of blues. And so there were so many influences that were cross-pollinating in the Jim Queskin Jug Band. I think that's what kept it interesting. And if you had to describe it as by one word, you'd have to say it was fun, good-time music.
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing it all this time later down the road.
You know, Lisa, the thing about it is that what jug band music is, if you had to boil it down, it's really jazz played on folk music instruments. That was the difference between the jug band and the other quote-unquote folk music that was going on at the time. There was a lot of people that were following in the footsteps of the Kingston Trio. We didn't like that music at all, still don't.
You didn't like the other kind of music because it was what, like too earnest?
It was corny and square.
All these guys had set routines. They wore uniforms, striped shirts or whatever it was. What we did, we'd get up on stage and we would just make up stories and we would argue in fun. And we never knew what we were going to say or what we were going to do or what we were going to wear.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When you go see a Jim Queskin jug band show, you never know quite what instrument you're going to hear.
Good.
What are the instruments that make up your band that you like to pull out, even if it's just for one song?
old jug bands, the kazoo took the place of, in a jazz band, would have been a trumpet or a cornet.
Oh, that's great.
And then, of course, we have the washboard. So, that's that sound, with little things like, or. If one is of my age, one would like to be a little more distinguished, but I don't think it's possible with these things lying around.
But at that age, why?
Yeah, you're right, exactly.
Could each of you do me a favor and just give me your favorite lick or particular section of a jug band song where you and your instrument, maybe even your voice, take center stage? You know, for you, what's the quintessential song?
Well, Jeff and Maria are saying Rag Mama. I don't know. It's a song. It's certainly the song that I got requested to play the most.
So let's do that.
You want to hear a little bit of it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Count it off, maestro.
1, 2. Well, I'm going downtown with my hat in my hand, looking for a woman, ain't got no man. Might as well be looking for a needle in the sand, looking for a woman, ain't got no man now. Dee, dee, deedle, dong. Rag mama, come on, babe, let's do that rag. Get you one woman, you better get two. One for your buddy and one for you. Better get a wife and a sweetheart, too. Wife don't love you, but your sweetheart do now. Rag mama, come on baby, let's do that rag. All right, we're gonna rag it now. Boom, boom, deedle dum. Skeet off the boom, boom, deedle dum. Ba da da dee dum, deedle dum. Skeet off the boom, boom, deedle dum, deedle dum, dum, deedle dum. Rag mama, come on baby, let's do that rag.
Defy anyone to listen to a song like that and be in a bad mood.
Out. Yeah, not tap your feet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just good time music and it puts you in a good mood. What else is there to say?
Jim Queskin, Jeff Muldaur, Maria Muldaur, it's so nice to talk to you all.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Adios.
Look forward to seeing you at the show.
Bye-bye.
The Jim Queskin Jug Band appears tonight and tomorrow night at Club Passim in Harvard Square, 52 years after the band got its start.
On the one-day plan, he does nothing on Monday, sleeps till Sunday. My old man, my old man. He knew he's messing the best he can. Pick a barrel of whiskey to make it frisky. My old man. Now when he steps out, gets a little bit from the washing tub, takes it and attacks it to the Onyx Club. Prang, prang a doodle. My old man. Got a head in the garbage can. You put a barrel of gin there, he'll get in there. My old man. Right after that, my old man, he got a his head in the garbage can. Put a barrel of gin there, lick it in there, my old man.